Hey guys, welcome to today's lesson. Now hopefully you enjoyed the video that was in the last lesson on meridian theory. I just want to discuss it a tiny bit more today. Now one of the things that it is not, is it's not about chi stripping. You do it in meridian theory, but that's not what the crux of it is chi stripping. There's a lot of people that say that that simply does not work. And that's just simply because they don't know what they're doing. Right? Chi stripping is very, very effective if you know what you're doing. But doing it live is a little bit of a challenge. Not that it can't be done, but it is a little bit of a challenge. Now, the idea with meridian theory is not so much chi stripping as just affecting the meridians in general. Because as an example, somebody throws a haymaker to me, now at my head, full power, full speed, because that's the way we practice it in my root art. Okay. Now, as I get out of the way of that, because the first priority is always to remove yourself from where this thing is intended to land, and there is always an intended place in which it will land. Okay. My next opportunity is going to be to strike at the arm. Now, depending on the size of this guy versus the size of myself and things like that will vary as to what's available to me. But typically, the large intestine meridian is available for a strike. And on a taller person, it's a wonderful strike because you're also going to bring your head down when you do it, which takes them off balance. But we've been through that in the Kyusho lessons many times about the predictable results. But suppose I am, I'm interested in large intestine 10, but I don't get it. Because after all, the guy is moving. Now, if he stopped like you do when some people practice, they punch and they stop. Well, when they stop, it's pretty easy to drop a knife hand into the large intestine 10 with the correct angle and direction and all of that stuff. But in reality, because they are still moving, and you will contact the arm, but not necessarily where large intestine is, the only thing that you really can shoot at is part of the entire meridian. And if you're going to miss it, depending on the direction you miss, you're either going to be getting long or you're going to be getting triple warmer. And that's all great. No problem at all, as long as you know what you're getting. Now, with meridian theory, the idea is I'm going to affect that meridian because of the strike, period. Okay? Which means that there is going to be an angle and direction by which I am going to be attacking, based on the idea that I believe that that meridian is available to me. Now, the beautiful thing about the arms is it's very easy to predict angle and direction on. It's not like the body where you've got things side by side, or side by each, as we say in French Canada, that are going up and down like you do in the lower extremities. The inside of the arm, the energy is leaving the body. The yang side of the arm, the energy is entering the body. And so getting the correct angles and directions are very, very simple. Right. Now, what this will do is when it's done correctly and you understand what you're doing is you are setting up that meridian anyway, just like you were or would be if you actually engaged large intestine 10. And chopping down on the hand as an example, because as somebody's fist is coming, the radial bone is typically on the upward side because only a martial artist punches with a flat hand. Right, that's a sport punch anyway. You shouldn't be doing that, right? You should either be vertical as Bruce Lee did, or you should be at a 45 degree angle. That's the correct body mechanic for the arm. The overextended arm with the top of the fist as a plane is a sport punch, and it's designed not to hurt anybody. That's why they did it that way. But it's proliferated in North America, especially. I don't know so much about Europe, but definitely in North America. Right. So, and even on that thing, even if they are punching the sport punch, I've still got all the yang meridians available. So direction goes is pretty easy. I could possibly get two, so I could get a fire and metal in there really, really easy. And that is going to give me, with meridian theory, the same setup, exactly the same as if I had successfully hit large intestine 10. Right? And that's important because it is far easier to hit the arm than to hit a point. Now, as you are going along, a point will make itself presented, especially something like stomach 5 or large intestine 18 quite often will show up nicely. Same with gallbladder 20 or whichever. Right? that will help to assure a knockout without having to get 3 points. We will get more and more into this because I'm going to be doing some video on it. By the time you hear this, the video may be done, and maybe you're maybe in a subsequent lesson very shortly. But I think you will enjoy this particular part of the journey. Have a great day, guys. Oh, by the way, this video content for Meridian Theory is only going to be available here at Kyushu Jitsu University. It's not a separate content. It's just for you guys. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.